Let us pray. Dear Lord, I ask you to be with us this morning, and please send your Holy Spirit and touch us and lead us closer to you. Help us understand what the message of God means, and help us to apply this into our lives and ministries. Make us your servant and disciple of Christ. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Evangelion in the Greek language, and 복음 in Korean, and 福音 in Chinese. Gospel in English. They look different, but they have the same meaning. It is the good news of Jesus Christ. It is the message of God. It is the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It has changed the world. It has changed many people's lives. It has given us salvation, hope, and new life and the future for those who accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Last week, Reverend John was talking about the gospel that was spoken to Gentiles, and Peter had a vision from God to preach the gospel to Gentiles. Today, I will be talking to you how the gospel was preached to Gentiles in more detail. I'll be reading the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 19. Some of the Lord's followers had been scattered because of the terrible trouble they started when Stephen was killed, but they told the message only to the Jews. The message of God started in troubles. Our Lord has allowed His people to have troubles when they didn't obey God. In this passage, they didn't follow the message of God, and thus God allowed them to have troubles. But in some cases, God has allowed His people to have troubles. In the book of John 16, verse 33 says, "In this world, you'll have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." In this passage, believers of Christ might have troubles, might have sufferings in this world. However, our Lord will be with us, and our Lord help us how to overcome the world. Our Lord commanded His people to go and make disciples of all the nations. But the Jewish people didn't follow the message of God. They didn't preach the gospel to Gentiles. And thus, God allowed them to have troubles. For the Jewish people, they believed that they were chosen by God. They thought that they didn't have to preach the gospel to Gentiles. There are many religions here in this world: Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and so on. And there are many missionaries in those religions. They are talking about their religions. However, for Judaism, there's no missionary, because they believed that God chose only the Jews as His people. And thus they had severe troubles, and God destroyed the church in Jerusalem and scattered them into the other nations. Now we go to verse 20. We see that some of the followers from Cyprus and Cyrene went to Antioch and started telling Gentiles the good news about the Lord Jesus. This is a big difference. Previously, the Jewish people never spoke about the gospel to Gentiles. But in this passage, we see that some came to Antioch and started talking about the gospel to Gentiles. History of Christianity just started from the church in Antioch, not the church in Jerusalem. I believe that Antioch church tells us what our churches must do in this world. There are two things I want to mention. First, people in the church talked about the gospel to Gentiles. It is the starting point. They followed as God commanded. Second, the church was cross-cultural. People from all over the places, countries, and cultures gathered in Antioch, and they worshipped God. I remembered talking about the reason how England had become so powerful after the 16th century. One of the main reasons was that the country received other cultures and nationalities. Many talented and skillful workers came from Europe. Most of them were believers of Christ, and they contributed to the development of the country. Look at our country in New Zealand. The country has become more cross-cultural. We see that people have come from all over the world. Let us look at churches here in New Zealand. Churches have been more affected by the cross-cultural background. Some churches are growing, while others are declining. Most traditional churches are declining for some reasons, while most immigrant churches are growing because they accept new migrants and international students. Great Rise Church has been more cross-cultural for the past 12 months due to new migrants and international students. Regarding this, I want to share with you something. As you know, for the past 12 months, about 50 new people have come to our church. Among those, 33 people became members, and 7 people were baptized. Most of them are new migrants and international students. Additionally, for them, Greyfriars is their first and home church. Some people accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, while others had a chance to grow their faith here in this church. I want to encourage all of you here in this place. We just started this ministry, and the church has been growing. But we still need to work together. I would like you to help our church members to get together to settle the ministry here in our church. We can come to cross-cultural meetings, international group meetings, and invite them to get to know each other. And in this passage, we see the gospel was spoken to Gentiles. They were Greek-speaking people. And two things I want you to remember. First, the gospel was spoken to the Greeks. In the New Zealand context, we can talk about the gospel freely to other nations. But in those days, it was not very easy, because many Jewish people didn't preach the message of God, and many people didn't like Christianity. Who were the Greeks? Unlike Jewish people, they were more familiar with other cultures and nations, and they opened their hearts to other nationalities. They followed God And they believed that anyone could be saved by grace through faith in Jesus. Greeks preached the gospel to other nationalities, and therefore our Lord continued to do his ministries through those people. This can be applied to our ministries. Our job is to preach the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 says, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season." Second, the place of Antioch was very important in those days. It was situated at the center of trade, education, culture, and religion. It was the third largest city. Many Jewish people and Greeks lived there. It was one of the best places for preaching the gospel. It is like our city, Auckland. There are different cultures and nationalities. Auckland might be one of the best places for preaching the gospel. Let us go back to the passage, verse 21. The Lord's power was with them, and many people turned to the Lord and put their faith in him. Jewish people never spoke about the gospel to Gentiles. And the Bible says that there's no power and miracles. God was not with them. And they were troubled by God. But here in this passage, we see that believers of Christ preached the gospel to Gentiles. What happened? God's power was with them. And they turned to the Lord and believed in him, and believed in Jesus. What does this mean, to turn to the Lord? Turn means changes. They were changed. They decided to believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And what was the result of talking about the gospel? How could it be possible for people to come to the Lord without hearing the message of God? And thus, our job is to preach the gospel. What we can do is to take a horse to the water. Our job is to take non-believers to God. And our Lord will help them to come and meet with them, with Jesus. The Bible shows that many who came to the Lord were changed and saved and were given a new life. I heard that There are three miracles in Russia. Do you know there are three miracles in Russia? People in the country have many trees, but they have little paper. They have plenty of natural resources and crude oil, but there's not enough oil. They have a huge field and the ground is fertile, but there's not enough food. Why? It is said that it happened after the country didn't follow God and decided to become communist. I don't like the word prosperity gospel, because prosperity gospel just focuses on material blessing. People who support this assert that Christianity brings material success in this world. I don't agree with that. However, I believe that if believers of Christ focus on God and work for him, God allows them to have earthly blessings by the guidance of God. I remembered that in the 1970s here in New Zealand, New Zealand was one of the strong Christian countries in the world. The country sent out many missionaries to all over the world, and many people believed in God and they came to churches. as well, the country became one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Along with this, we need to remember that God has been working with His people. He sent His people in His times and in His ways. Here we see that God sent Barnabas for the work of God. Let us read verse 22 and verse 24. News of what was happening reached the church in Jerusalem. They sent Barnabas to Antioch. Barnabas was a good man of great faith, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Many more people turned to the Lord. The Bible says Barnabas was a good man of great faith and filled with the Holy Spirit. Many people had believed in God through Barnabas. He was a man of God. And many believers know that Paul was one of the great men in the Christian history. But without Barnabas, it would not have been possible for Paul to be a great man of God, because Barnabas was sent to Paul by the guidance of God. This is the story of Christianity. And two verses, I want to read it for you. Verse 25, Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And verse 26 says, he found Saul and brought him to Antioch, where they met with the church for a whole year and taught many of its people. There in Antioch, the Lord's followers were first called Christians. Here we see that the Lord's followers were called Christians. The NIV says the disciples were Christians. I would often mention the word disciple, because at the first stage, Jesus first appointed 12 disciples, and they were chosen by God. Later, many people followed Jesus, and they were called disciples of Christ. Here, at this time, the church in Antioch, more people came to follow Jesus, and they were called disciples, mathetes, and Christians. Now we'll see the correct meaning. Mathetes. It comes from the Greek word, mathetes. It means originally students of a teacher. In those days, there were many disciples. The question was who their teachers were, because they were good teachers and bad teachers. Who's your teacher? Yes, Jesus is our teacher. He's our Lord and Savior. In those days, disciples devoted themselves to their teachers. This means that they gave all their lives to their teachers. For disciples of Christ, they followed Jesus at all times. When we consider the history of Christianity, many disciples of Christ were persecuted and hardened. But their beliefs of God never, never changed, because they believed that Jesus was with them at all times. The meaning has not been changed. Are you ready to live and walk for Jesus? Will you give all your lives to Jesus? I just want you to remember that believers of Christ in this world might suffer, might trouble, but we are comforted in troubles through our Lord Jesus. Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus comforts us when we are in trouble, so that we can share the same comfort with others. In trouble, we share in the terrible sufferings of Christ, but also in the wonderful comfort He gives. Our Lord has allowed us to have family because it would be hard for us to live alone. Our Lord has also allowed us to have church because it would be impossible for us to live and work for God by ourselves. That is why we are here. We are here to work together in serving God and His people. We are here to teach and preach the message of God. During the Reformation, Queen Mary persecuted many Christians in England. She ordered them to be killed. Queen Mary was called Mary the Blood. At the time, John Knox prayed for the country of Scotland. Days and nights, he prayed for the country. Days and nights. Do you know what happens? What happened? Suddenly, Queen Mary got serious sickness and died. Later, there was no more persecution for Christians. Before she died, she said, "A prayer of John Knox was stronger than an army of 1 million. A prayer of one man is stronger than an army of 1 million. The mighty power of many people could not win against a prayer of one man. Your prayer is so powerful. Your prayer is very, very important. Let us pray for the world. Let us pray for our country, New Zealand. Let us pray for our city, for our community. Let us pray for our church, Grey Friars. Let us pray for each one of us. Let us pray." Before I pray, I ask the music team to prepare for the music. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we heard that the gospel spread to Gentiles and many people came to the Lord. We ask you that more people will come to the Lord. Please guide us what we can do for you and your kingdom. Use our church Grey Friars. Make us center for training men of God and be prepared for preaching the message of God. Please, Lord, send more people to Grey Friars and work together to build the kingdom of God here in this church. Bless our church and bless all of us here in this place. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.